Welcome to A Healthier You Little by Little. This podcast gives you insights and features various aspects of health, from sleep and stress to immunity, exercise, home workouts, energy, and performance. Here is your host of A Healthier You Little by Little, Cindy Little.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to A Healthier You Little by Little. This is episode 57, and to kick it off, our title today is How to Decrease Stress with Powerful Communication. Well, let me tell you, I have a guest today, Yvonne Silver here, and she is many things, including a confidence catalyst. She's a speaker, author, and coach, and a mentor. Yvonne teaches ambitious female entrepreneurs with a mission-inspired venture to flourish in business and how to have unshakable confidence so that you can move up from solopreneur to CEO. Women often lack clarity and struggle with doubts or imposter syndrome. Yvonne teaches how to showcase your value with confident conversations and increases sales velocity, leading to a purposeful, sustainable life with more fun and family beach time. Who doesn't want more beach time?
Beach time, woohoo, we're coming into summer. So yeah, beach time becomes even more at the forefront.
Excellent. So Yvonne hails from Calgary, but she originally came from England. And I'm going to let her share her story because her story really plays into why she's here today to be the expert on how to decrease stress with powerful communications. So over to you, Yvonne.
Thank you. Cindy, this is such a powerful podcast. Thank you for airing this content, because I think, especially with COVID, women in particular have taken on the lion's share of managing the new world with, you know, kids who were in school and now they're not, and working from home and managing, you know, who's at the dining room table and now it's the office and all those crazy things. So it's stressful. So thank you for inviting me to this conversation about how does, you know, stress and communications relate. I'm coming at this, Cindy, from the perspective of an author, best-selling author. The book is called Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And I wrote this book based on what I observed growing up. Honorable share, the situation was my dad came back from World War II with PTSD. So he got a bullet in Dunkirk, grazed him, and he just showed up as a very angry man. They did not treat hundreds of thousands of men coming back then. So this angry man is now the head of the household. My mom, who was a professional woman before she married him, now become a stay-at-home mom, and she keeps getting criticized all the time. She can't do anything right, and he literally drained her dignity. He took her power away, which obviously is incredibly stressful for any woman to be in a situation where you don't have your own money anymore. She told him to drive the car and he took the car keys, Cindy, and wouldn't let her drive. So he took away her freedom and her ability to speak up. He criticized her all the time. She literally lost her dignity and her power. So I saw that growing up and swore I was never going to be like that. And then he turned on me when I was 11. And this was, you know, there were other experiences of getting, you know, the leather belt, et cetera, with anger. But this experience was him ripping open the envelope. I'm standing in the hall. I just got the mail with my exam results for my 11 plus exam, which is going to tell whether I'm going to the smart school or the not so smart school for kids in my, you know, high school. And he opens it, his eyes go black and his face goes red and he screams at me, "You will never ever be successful in life because you failed." And then he rips up the letter and walks out. And I'm just about to go into high school.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like stunned, and it caused me to also lose my voice in high school. So I came across as kind of snooty and snobby, and people didn't want to talk to me because I wasn't communicating very well. I was very shy. So later on in life, after realizing when I turned about 45 that, you know what, I actually put up a shield to prevent anyone else from emotionally hurting me like that. And not only was that shield keeping me protected, but it was keeping me small behind the shield. Wow. And it was time to come out. And so did some serious personal development work, courses, coaches, readings, everything I could get my hands on, you know, warrior camp and all kinds of things, and decided that I was going to write a book about what I'd learned and dedicate it to my mom. So that's why it's called Words, Women, and Wisdom.
I love it. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah. So it's interesting because it, you know, for women, because we've had that extra stress on us in the past 2 years, how we communicate, how we accept, how we develop boundaries, how we say no to things has become stressful because it's our family. And it also is so important that we get grounded and come to the table with powerful language to ask for what we want to get at.
Well, let's get into that meat of the conversation. So what common scenarios do women run into where more skillful communication really matters?
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen?
Well, let's talk family, right? Everybody has a family of some sort. So when we're clear on what serves us and how we want to put our own air mask on first as women, as mothers, then it does create the opportunity for us to manage our time more effectively. And our time is our only non-renewable resource.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want to be flippant about it. We can always get another job, earn more money. But once our time is gone, it's gone. So time with family is critical. So how do we protect that time without it feeling like we're putting a barrier up? It's about skillfully asking for what we want.
Nice.
And demanding politely and respectfully that we get listened to. So I talked with a client just yesterday, and the conversation is really about, no, that doesn't work for me. You need to look at what solutions are open to you and choose one. In other words, I'm not taking that monkey on. It's not my issue, because if we take on other people's issues all the time, it's kind of like an addict, right? That we're actually not helping them, we're enabling them.
Right.
So even in a family situation, just literally saying, no, that won't work for me. What's your next best solution? Pushes back and says, I'm not taking that on to begin with. The other thing is we, as women, tend to make excuses a lot. So someone will invite us to an event and we really don't want to go. And so instead of just saying, I'm actually booked. Thank you for that kind invitation. I'm booked at that time. Stop talking. We tend to go into the story.
Right.
Well,
you don't
need to. Because my mother-in-law's coming in and blah, blah, blah. And then the other person listens, and from their perspective, well, your stuff is not as important as their event. And then they start judging and trying to cajole and convince, and it's not needed.
Right.
It's just a simple thank you. I'm already booked. You don't have to explain what you're booked with.
Yeah.
A couple of personal ones. On the business front, where women get stressed is because they get very often overlooked for a promotion because they don't know how to come to the table and articulate their value clearly. So in the book, I talk about ways to do that, where we're clearly showcasing. It's not bragging. It's just showcasing. Here's what I did. Here's when I did it, how I did it, what the impact and the result was, and why the company should care. Because it's either saving money, cutting expenses, retaining clients, adding on new team members, coming first to market with an innovative idea. Like, how you share that success doesn't sound like bragging. So it's okay to talk about our success. And then to go into, and for my next year, I'd really like to look at a more senior role and associated salary to continue this work. Can we have a conversation about that?
Nice. Wow. That sounds authoritative enough, like, to get to the point.
Mm-hmm. And even better than can we have a conversation about it would be when can we have a conversation
yes.
about that? Do you have your calendar handy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that will get to the point for sure.
Yeah, because you're not asking. I'm a big fan of not asking yes, no questions, of asking open-ended questions. How, when, who, why? Very often I will reserve the word why because it tends to get people defensive. You know, why did you do that? Or why did it happen this way? It's almost like I have to justify as the person answering that question. Mm-hmm. Whereas instead, you could reframe it and say, well, I'm interested. I'm curious. How did we get to this point with this particular topic?
Yeah.
It's not pointing any fingers. It's just saying, you know, what's the background on this?
Right.
And it keeps the conversation in flow.
So these words that you speak of in your book and in general, what, like you just said some of the words, but where did you come up with these words? Like, did you learn through NLP or did you go through a course on words? Like,
well, I've been in business for 30 plus years. This is not on video. So, you know, I'm younger than I look, older than I look. I've been in business in 4 different countries, 8 startups, corporate plus the entrepreneur world, life experiences. Plus, I interviewed 13 influential and confident women for the book. So people including like Marcy Shimer, for example, Melinda Whitstock. So I put their ideas into the book too. And then I brought in all of the concepts that really helped me, the gems, the wisdom nuggets, like, you know, Simon Sinek and the Golden Circle and why. And, you know, I put quotes and references in there, studies by, you know, Dr. Amons talking about the power of gratitude and what happens if you, you know, the science behind what happens if you do gratitudes every morning for 30 days, what happens? So it's my stories plus grounded research plus interviews. And it came together. That was almost like a download, Cindy. I would get up in the morning, 5 o'clock, do half an hour of meditation, my morning ritual, ground myself, meditation, holosync recordings, visualization, some gratitudes, and then I would start writing. And it was almost like I got a download of what words needed to be in the book and what stories needed to be shared to embed the learning. And then every chapter has 4 or 5, 5 to 6 words. Every word that when I go through the example and why and how it can be used differently, then there's an action section at the end to really embed the learning.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. How big is your book?
297 pages. So it's 8 chapters.
Yeah, okay.
175 references. So it's not, you know, an overnight, I wrote it overnight or a weekend ebook. It took me 9 months to write it, yeah. And then another 9 months of editing, proofing, re-editing, proofing, getting it out and published. Well, so a two-year birth.
Yeah, but you know what? You're still doing better than me. I've been writing my book for 8 years and haven't finished it yet.
Well, obviously it's not time for it to be birthed.
That's what I agree with, totally. Like I had this other friend of mine who wrote a book too, and she was kind of an accountability partner for me. And I committed the time. I said, okay, Friday afternoon is my day to write my book. And I did that for a little while, but then I fell off the wagon and I just had life things happen. And it just didn't seem to be as important. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, it's going to be important when it's important. Like you'll get around to it when you're meant to get around to it.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's another stress, like talking about stress, like how to decrease stress. Like I feel like listening to my body and my intuition is important. How do you deal with your self-talk and how does that make a difference?
Well, I agree about listening to intuition. So in that morning ritual that I just described, my first half hour of the day is about getting grounded and paying attention to what's emerging. So, you know, we can try and push water uphill or we can see what's coming towards us and choose how we're going to respond to it. So as it relates to, excuse me, communications and stress, a lot of times, Cindy, my clients are, or potential clients are women entrepreneurs. They're coming to me because they want clarity. They want to have unshakable confidence. And they've realized that the way to get that is to be crystal clear in what they're offering and who their market is,
right,
and what the message is. Why is it important today to be offering this? Why should anyone care? Mm-hmm. And so one of my superpowers is, you know how as a kid you used to have the join the dots books?
Yeah.
And you would see a full page and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4 and you just join from 1 to 2, etc. And it makes a pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my clients come to me. It's like a blank page. They just threw the dots on the page. They don't know where they fit together. So that's one of my superpowers is to see where we start here. This is number one. This is where we start and we join 1 to 2, 2 to 3. And this is what picture it will make. So it's about visualizing, then monetizing, and then optimizing. So that's kind of the coaching piece, the process I take my clients through. And without having clear language to articulate who you are, why you, can you embody that? Can you really live into it versus talking about it? Like it's someone else's message and someone else's story, or do you really believe it? And that's where self-talk comes in. If we don't believe that we are capable of offering whatever we're offering, people will feel it. They feel that energy. It's it's kind of like the, you know, when you go to a live networking event, what is that, right? Live networking events. And you shake someone's hand and you get the fishy handshake.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, right? People feel that vibe.
Yeah.
People say to me all the time, I love your energy. Well, I don't know if it's my energy. I don't know if my energy is bigger or broader or wider than anybody else's, but I know who I am and what I'm doing here and why it's important work.
Right. Yeah. And I sense that with people when I meet them as well, like, you know, whether they are authentic. And that goes to the nurturer personality values. Like you want to associate with people who are authentic and moral and have contribution and things like that. So,
talking about moral just for a minute, Cindy, I love working especially with entrepreneurs who have a focus. As you know, I think that's why you and I connected so quickly when we first met was. Entrepreneurs who have a focus on, they're making a buck, they're making a living, they're also making an impact. And that's my nurturer style coming out too, where I believe that business is a vehicle for good. And so for every one of my books that's sold, every physical copy, I donate one to a women's shelter foundation or not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. In stacks of 10, right? So for every 10, there's an opportunity to share that back. And you know what? You never know what difference things are going to make. And so I actually had someone pop up on Facebook the other day, said, oh, you're the author of Words, Women, and Wisdom, One Art of Confident Conversations. Yes, I am. That book was on the nightstand in my shelter when I was there.
Oh my gosh.
And now I'm just about to launch my first book. I have my e-course coming out.
Oh my God. That is so
really
amazing.
Turned around for me. And I thought, oh my God, right? I don't know what impact my book had, but the fact that you even remembered my name and what it was called, it obviously was impactful.
Yeah.
And I'm so thrilled that you're now in such a better place.
Yeah.
And so it gave me goosebumps when I heard that.
Yeah. My hair just went up on my arms when you told me that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's about the impact we can make. And by the way, yeah, we're making a good living doing it. But we're passionate about it because we see the lives it touches. And that's where we can decrease stress when we're not only in a business striving for the monetary results, mm-hmm. but we're knowing in our heart of hearts, okay, so maybe the emphasis isn't on the money, it's on having a balance between the sustainable income and also making a difference.
Excellent. You know, and when I started this health podcast, I knew, well, initially I wasn't going to make money from it and it didn't matter to me. I felt like I needed to give back to people. Mm-hmm. And because I'm not a trainer anymore, I retired 12 years ago. I still feel a need to help people with their health in terms of even fitness and different areas. And, you know, for you coming on here and sharing some wisdom with decreasing stress, that like stress is a health issue and people, you're helping people even through this podcast. And I think it's amazing that how the universe brings people together because you and I just met recently and we both have some of the similar skills with personality coaching. And I find that it's really a cool thing to understand your own personality values because you'll be able to identify other people's personality values and how you can work together to create synergy and a comradeship or something like that. Like, help me out here.
Camaraderie.
Yeah. And I mean, women CEOs and women in business really, you know, we are a special breed where we care a lot about people. We have a lot of hats we wear and stress does enter our lives. But like you said, it's the self-talk and the words you use and maybe reading your book. Do you have any other tips on how people can decrease stress or eliminate it altogether?
Well, just one little example even from the book is if we flip should to could, right? Simple switch up. Yeah. The word should, women should on ourselves all the time. Right?
Yeah.
We should do this, we should do that. Well, it has that tone of obligation to it. It's like I'm doing it because I have to, not because I want to.
Right.
Whereas if we flip that word, should, it works almost every instance to could. It's about lightness. It's about this energy and air of possibility. It has a whole different energy to it. I am now choosing. I could do this. And when we choose it, I used an example from a colleague of mine in the book. And she was talking about, you know, I have to pick my kids up from school. Well, no, you don't have to. You're choosing to because you don't want them, you know, getting on the bus by themselves or, you know, running into a stranger. You are choosing to lovingly show up and pick them up. That's a choice that you make. And when you step into could, it just feels different. It's not stress. It's not overwhelm and, oh my God, I'm obligated to do this. Mm-hmm. But that's just one example from the book where you switch a word from should to could. Mm-hmm. And let me, like, message me on LinkedIn and tell me if you do that, what difference does it make in your life? I would love to hear some feedback.
Right, right. Now, where can people follow you for? Now, you have a radio show too, right?
I do. So every 2 weeks currently, it's on BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. Station One, and it's called the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show. And I interview amazing women who've typically risen from tragedy to triumph and are now out doing incredible things. So my last guest was an Indigenous healer, Master Healer. It aired on National Indigenous Peoples Day. And in Canada, we're having a big focus right now on reconciliation because of a school system, residential school system that parted our Indigenous peoples from their heritage. And it's caused Canada to really be waking up to humanity in a new way. So I aired it on National Indigenous Peoples Day. And then Laurie, my guest, talked about what she's doing in her business, her new business, to start that healing process with their elders in particular in their band. So it was really fascinating, but you know, you live through something like residential schools. And if you're not familiar with what that is, you know, just look up Canadian residential school system on the internet. It's horrific what happened. I think there are some similar examples in the States as well. I think the model actually might've been brought to Canada through other models that were happening in the States where they really wanted the natives to not be in power of their own lands anymore, which is it's a very sad story. So again, back to communications, right? If people have the communication tools to say no and stand in their power, that can impact a whole bunch of stressful situations. So you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Yvonne Silver. You'll see me there. You can listen to the radio show every couple of weeks on BBS Radio. If you connect with me on Facebook, I usually advertise who my upcoming guest is. You can see there. Or you can hop on my website and have a peek. It's yvonnesilver.com. Learn a little bit more about the work I'm doing. And if it resonates for you and you're looking for more confident conversations to decrease your stress, I'd love to have a connection and
that is awesome.
What's needed.
Well, thank you so much. And I will make sure I put all this information in the show notes too. And that way, you know, people can reach out to you and, you know, resonate with you by looking at some of your information like I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give you a special link actually. And thank you, Cindy, for this opportunity to share on your podcast, such value that you're offering to your listeners around topics that all relate back to, you know, having a more healthy lifestyle in different facets. Mm-hmm. For your listeners, if they wanted a free copy of chapter, there's actually a chapter called When No Words Are Required. So chapter 8, and that it comes with the introduction as a PDF download. I can share the link. You can put that in the show notes where people can get that.
That would be perfect.
The chapter. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I certainly will be sending this out to a lot of business entrepreneurs I know and that are even in my business. So that would be awesome.
You're welcome. Energy of reciprocity. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Well, we will close it off for now, but I look forward to our future ventures and connections.
Mm-hmm. I love collaborations. Love what you're up to, Cindy. And obviously, if there's a way to support women entrepreneurs have more confidence and have more success to flourish in business, that's what I'm all about. I'm happy to help.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Yvonne. I can't wait to read your book and hear your radio shows too.
Thank you, Cindy. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to A Healthier You, Little by Little. Do you have a question about something you heard today? An idea for a topic, perhaps? Or would you like to reach out to Cindy? Send her an email, coachcindylittle@gmail.com, or visit her website at health2wealth.ca. That's health2wealth.ca. Or you can find Cindy on LinkedIn or Facebook as Cindy Little. Once again, thanks for listening.